This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hello and welcome back. Now, reports of racially and religiously motivated hate crimes hit a new high across England and Wales in 2020, apparently. That's according to new Home Office data, which shows that racially and religiously aggravated offences went up by 7% last year. Some forces saw much bigger rises, with Leicestershire Police's offences going up the most by 82%, followed by a force in Wales, which had an increase of 49%. So, joining me to discuss this now is Abdullah Al-Alusi from the Muslim Debate Initiative and the rapper and podcaster Zuby. Good evening to you both. Abdullah, let me start by you. We're talking now about the rise in these hate crimes. Does that concern you?
Well, of course, it should concern all of us. It should concern anyone who has a desire to see a country that we live in where people are tolerant of each other's difference of opinion, of each other's different ethnicities, different backgrounds and languages. So it's a strong concern for all of us to see this ongoing rise, especially concerning we've had decades now of anti-racist policies that were meant to be tackling this. But I think we have then asked the question, what is really the cause of this? And I think if you look at towards the current government, as is controlled by the Conservative Party, we see that there's not really that, they don't really take it as concerning as everyone else should be, to deal with these kind of policies, to deal with this rise of racism, rise of Islamophobia, rise of general ethnic tensions or xenophobia that we're seeing in England. And so what we need to see from them is a recommitment to anti-racist and anti-bigotry policies to kind of quell these kind of rising and concerning statistics.
Zuby, so Abdullah's explaining there that everybody should be really concerned about the rise in these statistics. Are you really concerned about them?
For me to have a proper opinion on this, I would need to delve into the data a little bit more. I think, first of all, we're talking about specifically a 7% rise in reported incidents, right? That doesn't equate to a 7% rise of incidents themselves. So I think we actually need to parse this out. I think it's a lot more nuanced than what any headline may say. Now, if it's parsed out and it turns out that, yes, there has been a rise in actual incidents and offenses, then of course that's a cause for concern. I think we all agree, regardless of any sort of political orientation, et cetera, that people should not be harmed, discriminated against, you know, treated in any prejudiced manner based on their race, their gender, sexuality, ethnicity, religion, etc. We all agree with that. But with statistics and data like this, it's very easy to paint whatever picture you want. For example, when we say a hate offense, what does that mean? I don't know what the proper definition of that mean. Does that mean someone sending
luckily
a,
for
a
you,
charge?
Zuby, I do know
okay,
what it
there
means.
We go.
Yeah, I
okay,
do know
go.
What it means. And Abdullah, so you say that you've got a real concern and that everyone should be really concerned about the rise in these statistics. I'm not overly concerned about the rise in the statistics. I absolutely am against genuine examples of hatred and discrimination, etc. But the rise in these figures reported today, they don't concern me so much. And I'll tell you for why. Because here I have the CPS definition of what a hate crime actually is. It says it's a criminal offence which is, and this is the bit that gets me, perceived by the victim or any other person to be motivated by hostility, of course, around those protected characteristics. However, it then goes on to say, there is, however, no legal definition of hostility. So we use the everyday understanding of the word, which includes things like unfriendliness. So Abdullah, when I read that, and I understand then that the actual definition is an offence which is simply perceived by anyone to be motivated by potentially unfriendliness, I have a concern about that.
Well, I think we're looking at these statistics from the perspective of a report by police agencies, and they have certain criteria as to how to establish the motivation of hatred. And in English law, it's been long established that offence must be established by what a reasonable person would consider to be a deliberate, willful hatred, not just general unfriendliness. So it's you have to go beyond just general unfriendliness because for it to actually show up on the internet, because the internet is predominated by, in many cases, general unfriendliness. So it does go a bit beyond that. Now, I do agree that the kind of the rise since reported is only quite small, but this represents a general rise we see from other measures. For example, victim support, which was an organization that monitors and looks at hate crimes, did notice that there's an average increase of 73% in race and nationality hate crimes for the average week in 2021. This is measured in about January, March, compared to the same time last year. So there's a 73% rise in kind of reported hate crimes and also other types of discriminations and bigotry. So it's not just this one statistic that we're looking at. There's actually quite a few. But this one statistic, this recent statistic, is reported by from police agencies. And so we have to take that seriously. And of course, any rise should be taken seriously, because what we'd hope to see is a general decrease over time. And if that decrease isn't happening, we have to ask why, and we have to ask what's the environment that's causing that increase.
But Abdullah, I can tell you why. Because what's happening at the moment, I'll give you an example. The police are focusing monumentally on this. So, for example, the Nottinghamshire police had a day of action all around hate crimes, urging people to report them. They are proactively going out and encouraging people to log what they perceive to be hate. Now, when you have that proactive encouragement of people and you're telling them, report what you think may have been hateful, then there is no way that those statistics are going to go on the decline. What's your view on that, Zuby?
Yeah, I mean, as someone who's got a large following online and who's an active user of Twitter and other social media, I could have reported probably at least 300 plus hate crimes against myself in 2020 if I had chosen to, right? If we're talking in terms of hate crimes and hate incidents, if that includes online stuff, if that includes nasty emails, if that includes racist DMs, etc., then I could have logged 300 plus of those, right? Probably 500 plus. I logged zero, right? But depending on how people choose to report these things, it's so hard to get an accurate number. Now, I totally agree that if you are seeing a rise of, you know, 1% or 10% or 70%, absolutely, then it means that it's worth looking more into the issue. But I think until you've looked more into it and actually parsed this data out and really seen what's going on, I think it could be a massive red herring, right? We see this a lot with data. It's very easy to lie and to manipulate data. You can change the boundaries. You can redefine terms. You can base things off of reports rather than actual incidents. Of these incidents, how many was it proven that there was actually a crime? Because right now we're talking about a 7% rise in reports. We're not talking about a 7% rise in crimes necessarily, but it's worth looking at in more detail and really getting to the bottom of it. But I think, having seen a lot of these situations before in various ways, I know not to jump to massive conclusions on these things and to let emotion take over. I think it's better to look at the data and really, really see what's going on. I haven't had a chance to do that, but I think it's a sign that you need to look at it, and then you can see if there's a real issue, and then you can see, okay, what's the best way to deal with this? That's my personal perspective.
Yeah, and in response to that, in terms of what happens with these figures, the Home Office data actually showed that in 2020, almost 30% of cases were closed without a suspect being identified. And Abdullah, I guess my concern in all of this is, racism, discrimination, etc., has absolutely no place in our society. Everybody should be able to live their lives free from hatred, abuse, and attacks. And I want anyone that is genuinely discriminating against people being racist, I want those people to be dealt with and prosecuted and for those issues to be taken seriously. My concern with this is that sometimes I feel that, you know, desperately encouraging people to report anything and everything undermines perhaps the true crimes that have been committed in this area, and those things that really genuinely do need police resource to stop those attacks.
Well, I wouldn't think so. I mean, we have automated systems of reporting thanks to modern technology. And so I think that we should raise issue when there is issue. All of us should report when deemed necessary, at least to give the wider society the sense of the gravity of what's happening. The fact that the true nature, the true amount of hate-based kind of abuse that we see online is actually not reported, right? This is just the tip of the iceberg. And so this is why it needs to be drawn attention to. And while I applaud measures by some of the police to make people aware of the gravity of hate-based crimes, should we say, we also have to look at the origins and causes of this. And when we have a Conservative Party who in the past has said, the Prime Minister has said, David Cameron, prior to Boris Johnson, has said that it was a worry for him that if there were some certain Muslims, for example, had an allegiance to greater than the nation state, and implying that could they really be trusted? And we see, obviously, Boris Johnson's comments about women and letterboxes. We shouldn't be surprised to see that, in essence, many of the people are seeing the government give them a green light to express their hatred, because if the government can express hatred like this or kind of imply it in many cases, then they think to themselves, well, why can't we then? If it's okay for the government, it's okay for us. So we have to look at the causes of why xenophobia is becoming increasingly more acceptable to express online and how better we can address it. And at least we can all agree that people simply reporting into an automated form that the hatred received is at least a vital, necessary first step to at least show wider society the true gravity of the amount of hate-based abuse that is being flung against people on the basis of characteristics such as their beliefs or their ethnicity, things which we should not accept at all in a civilized society.
Dolorel Al-Dalousi and Zubi, thank you both very much for your time. I want to know your views. Do you think that actually hate crime is...